The business segment today has a clear center of gravity: robotics and what it means for the home automation market. Weave Robotics announced the Isaac One at $7,999 with fall 2026 delivery commitments. This is a bipedal home robot, not a Roomba, not a stationary assistant. It's designed to navigate domestic environments and perform physical tasks. 192 points and 278 comments make it one of the most discussed stories today.
The price point is the first thing to analyze. $8,000 puts this squarely in the enthusiast and early adopter bracket, comparable to where home computers were in the early 1980s or where EVs were a decade ago. The question the comment thread is wrestling with is whether there's a credible path to the price point dropping to where mainstream consumers can participate and how fast that path runs.
The HN community is skeptical in constructive ways. Several robotics engineers in the thread noted that the challenge for home robots isn't locomotion. Boston Dynamics solved bipedal locomotion in research settings years ago. The challenge is reliable task execution in the genuinely chaotic environments that homes represent. Kitchens with varying layouts, children's toys on floors, pets, wet surfaces, narrow doorways. The real-world generalization problem for robotic manipulation is harder than the benchmark performance suggests.
Meta's cloud business announcement ties into this thematically. Reuters reported that Meta is planning to sell excess AI compute capacity through a cloud offering. This is a direct consequence of Meta's infrastructure build-out for its own AI products. When you've invested tens of billions in GPU clusters and your own workloads don't saturate them around the clock, selling the excess is rational. It puts Meta in direct, if indirect, competition with AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud for AI compute.
NVIDIA's startup revenue-sharing deal is the third piece of this business puzzle. NVIDIA is offering select startup customers access to compute in exchange for a percentage of future revenue rather than upfront payment. This is essentially venture-style financing by a hardware company. NVIDIA gets exposure to upside from startups it's enabling. Startups get capital efficiency during their most resource-constrained phase. It's an unusual model for a chip company and reflects how central compute access has become to startup trajectories.
The worker-owned cooperative directory, 22,000 plus products from co-ops worldwide, generated 362 points, which surprised me given how niche the topic might seem on a tech-focused community. But the comment thread explains it. There's genuine philosophical and practical interest in alternative ownership structures among a significant portion of the HN readership. The searchable directory itself is the product. And the comments include people finding worker-owned alternatives to products they were buying from conventional companies. It functions as both a value statement and a practical shopping resource.
The July 2026 Who is Hiring thread at 216 comments is worth noting as an economic indicator. The hiring thread is monthly data on what the tech job market looks like from the employer side. The comment thread this month shows meaningful concentration of hiring in AI infrastructure, robotics, and defense technology, and a notable pullback in the kinds of mid-sized SaaS companies that dominated hiring threads 2 or 3 years ago. That's a structural shift worth watching.
Now, the what if we're wrong exercise for today. The claim the community seems most confident about is the trajectory of home robotics. That Isaac One at $8,000 is the beginning of a curve that follows the consumer electronics playbook. Prices compress by 2/3 in 5 years, and general-purpose home robots become mass-market products by the early 2030s.
Let me steelman that confident view first. The analogy to EVs is real. The Tesla Roadster in 2008 cost over $100,000, and by 2024, you could buy an EV for under $30,000. The cost reduction mechanisms for robotics, scale manufacturing, software improving over time without hardware changes, competition driving down component costs, are the same mechanisms that drove that compression. Why wouldn't it work the same way?
Here's what the analogy potentially misses. EVs replaced an existing product, the internal combustion vehicle, that consumers were already spending $40,000 to $50,000 on. The value proposition was substitution. Home robots are creating a new product category and asking consumers to pay for capability they've never experienced before. The EV adoption curve had the benefit of replacing a known expenditure. Robots are asking consumers to budget for something new.
And there's a harder technical problem underneath the price curve argument. EV cost compression was mostly about battery chemistry and manufacturing scale, physical engineering challenges with clear progress metrics. Home robot capability compression requires solving open-eye problems, reliable manipulation in unstructured environments, safe behavior around children and pets, long context task planning. The research timeline for those problems doesn't follow the same curve as lithium cell manufacturing. The hardware might become cheap before the intelligence becomes reliable enough to justify the purchase.
So what's the concrete signal that would tell us the optimistic trajectory is actually on track? Watch for the first wave of Isaac One and comparable products to achieve something specific. Task completion rates above 95% on household errands in independent third-party testing, not manufacturer demos, not cherry-picked environments, but standardized tests across diverse home configurations. If that number doesn't appear by mid-2027, the timeline for mass market adoption should be revised significantly to the right. Conversely, if it does appear, the price compression argument becomes much stronger.
That's the right signal. The technology readiness level, not the price announcement, is what determines whether this is an early EV or an early Segway.